Hey everyone, it's your girl Tara Reid here, back with another dose of calm in the chaos. You know, life throws curveballs, sometimes big ones, sometimes little nudges that feel like they're knocking you off balance. But what if I told you there's a way to not just survive those curveballs, but actually learn and grow from them? That's exactly what we're diving into today on The Calm Within. We're talking about stoic practices. But don't worry, this isn't some dusty ancient philosophy, it's real-life tools you can use to cultivate a growth mindset and bounce back stronger than ever. Think about it. We all hit those moments where we feel stuck. Maybe you bombed a test, didn't get that promotion, or had a major disagreement with someone close. Our immediate reaction? Frustration, disappointment, even anger. But what if, instead of letting those feelings drag us down, we could reframe them as opportunities for growth? That's where Stoicism comes in. Stoics believe in focusing on what we can control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions, and letting go of what we can't. Sounds pretty straightforward, right? But it's easier said than done. Our brains are wired to focus on the negative, to dwell on what went wrong. But by consciously choosing to see setbacks as learning experiences, we open ourselves up to a whole new level of personal development. Here's the thing. Everyone, and I mean everyone, faces challenges. It's part of the human experience. The difference lies in how we respond. Stoicism teaches us to approach these obstacles with resilience, flexibility, and even a sense of humor. Remember that quote by Albert Einstein, "The only source of knowledge is experience." Well, Stoic practices help us make the most of those experiences, both good and bad. They encourage us to reflect on our actions, learn from our mistakes, and keep moving forward with intention. Think about it like this. Life's a bit like a video game. You encounter obstacles, you level up, you try again when things get tough. Stoicism equips you with the skills and mindset to navigate those challenges like a boss. So, how do we actually put these Stoic practices into action? It's all about cultivating awareness, practicing mindfulness, and focusing on what truly matters. Let me give you an example. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to be going wrong? You spill your coffee, miss the bus, and then get stuck in traffic. Instead of spiraling into a pit of negativity, take a deep breath, acknowledge those frustrations, but then consciously choose to shift your focus. Maybe there's a beautiful sunset you can appreciate on your drive home, or a delicious meal waiting for you at the end of the day. By choosing to focus on the positive, even amidst the chaos, we can start to transform our mindset and build resilience. Imagine this. You're presenting an important project at work, and suddenly you blank. Your mind goes completely empty, your heart starts racing, and you feel like everyone is judging you. This is a classic example of how fear and anxiety can sabotage our best efforts. But here's where Stoicism comes in. It reminds us to focus on what we can control, our preparation, our composure, and our delivery, rather than getting caught up in a potential outcome. Think about it this way. Even if you stumble over a few words, you've still got this. You've put in the work, you're knowledgeable about your topic, and you have the ability to recover gracefully. By focusing on those strengths and practicing self-compassion, you can navigate that situation with confidence and even turn it into an opportunity for growth. So, remember, folk Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about developing a balanced perspective, embracing challenges as opportunities for learning, and cultivating inner peace amidst the ups and downs of life. Remember these key takeaways. Stoicism is all about focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, actions, and reactions. Reframing setbacks as learning experiences and practicing mindfulness can help you develop a growth mindset. Remember that every challenge is an opportunity to learn, grow, and become stronger. And never forget, you've got this. Before we wrap things up, I want to hear from you. How do you deal with those moments when life throws you a curveball? Share your thoughts, stories, and Stoic strategies in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going and support each other on this journey to inner stability. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to stay calm within. We'll catch you again tomorrow with another dose of wisdom and inspiration. Keep shining, everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.